this time's episode, I'll be talking about the 2017 San Diego Padres. Your 2017 San Diego Padres. So let's just start off with Carlos Asuaje. He hits left and throws right. He's the second baseman. He's 5'9" and 158 pounds, so very short, and he weighs very small. He played in 89 games, 307 at-bats, and 4 home runs to go along with 21 RBIs. The next player is Eric Ibar. He's a former Los Angeles Angel of Anaheim. You probably have heard of him if you do watch baseball. He's 5'10", 195 pounds. He played in 108 games, 15 doubles, a triple, 4 hit by pitches, and 11 stolen bases. Jabari Blash, B-L-A-S-H. He's very tall. He's 6'5", 235 pounds. Asuaje get into a wrestling match and see how quickly it would take for Jabari to eat or knock out Carlos, considering the exceptional height difference. He was the tallest player, along with some San Diego Padres this season. He hit 213 with 5 home runs in 61 games. Dusty Coleman, he's a shortstop. He hits right and throws right. He was born on April 20th, 1987. So, on this year's upcoming 420, he will turn left-handed pitching. He hit 077 in 27 games. He has not been in the major league since then. Franchi Cordero. He hits left and throws right. 30 games, 92 at-bats, 3 home runs, and 9 RBIs. Alan Cordoba. He was selected in the Rule 5 draft. He also hit quite poorly against left-handers. He hit 095. He needs to get things together. He hasn't been in the major leagues in quite a while. He's only 25 years old. He had a 208 batting average. 100 games. Excuse me for my mistake. Chase Darnot. He also played for the Atlanta Braves this season. In 22 games for the San Diego Padres. In 1 home run, 49 at-bats. As a visitor has joined us. Oh, it's the dearest brother. I wonder if he'll make an appearance on the podcast anytime soon. That's right. Dearest brother, send his regards. As I close the door silently. That's right. Rocky Gale. He sounds like he could have a stripper name. Actually, I probably shouldn't say that. This is a children's podcast. I'm sorry. He only had one hit, but that only one hit. is now, Austin Hedges is a pretty terrible hitter. Here is something very interesting. Versus left-handed pitchers, excuse me. He hit .215. Against right-handed pitchers, he also hit .215. And overall, guess what he hit? .215. I bet you didn't expect that. Travis Jankowski. He has long hair and big ears. He's very fast. He only had 4 stolen bases, though, in 27 games. But otherwise, he did not hit very well, so he did not get many opportunities to be on base. Manuel Margot. Manuel M-A-R-G-O-T. He is from Venezuela. 5'11", 180 pounds, 126 games, 487 at-bats. He was the starting center fielder all season. Well, besides the 36 games that he missed. Will Myers. He was a first baseman. He was also voted the player of the year on the San Diego Padres. He was the best player. He hit 30 home runs in 155 games, 567 at-bats. That is good. Now, currently, Will Myers is not as good. I don't even know if he's still on the San Diego Padres. Actually, yeah, he is. I'm a little slow in the head, am I not? Jose Perella. P-I-R-E-L-A. Perella. This is not a spelling bee. You don't have to know that. 83 games, 312 at-bats, 90 hits, and 10 home runs. Now, these days, Jose Perella is out of the MLB. He currently plays in Asia. I can't remember exactly if he plays for the Korean baseball team, Korean baseball organization, or the Nippon baseball organization, which plays in Japan. I don't know what Nippon is. N-I-P-P-O-N. Jose Perella. That's unfortunate. Hunter Renfro. He's tall. Actually, no, he's not. He's only 6 feet tall. I'm 6 feet tall, pretty much. But he weighs 235 pounds. He only played in 75 games and 137 at-bats to go along with 8 home runs. Hector Sanchez, former Giant, former Chicago White Sox catcher. He's a switch hitter. Wow. He played also in 75 games, but he hit .219. My computer goes dark. Wow. Luis Sardinas. Sardinas is spelled S-A-R-D-I-N, and the N has that little squiggle over it. N-A-S. Sardinas. He's a switch hitter. 29 games, 49 at-bats. He had a very poor 163 batting average. Ryan Schimpf. Schimpf is spelled S-C-H-I-M-P-H. P-F, excuse me, I'm so slow. What the hell? I'm sorry. He was absolutely dreadful. He's only 5'9", by the way. He hit .158. He couldn't hit against left-handers or right-handers. And he eventually got designated for assignment. Bye-bye, Ryan Schimpf. He had an Yanervis Solarte. Yanervis is spelled Yanervis. That's quite a name. Now spell it back to me right now. You better. Whatever. Never mind. He was kind of horrid, you could say. Slow. Matt Caesar. Now, Matt Caesar has a very weird name. His last name is spelled S-C-C-Z-U-R. Let me repeat that. S-Z as in zebra, C as in crow, C as in zebra, U. That's right, Matt Caesar. He also played in 15 games for the Chicago Cubs. He was mostly a bench player. 104 games, 176 at-bats. Luis Torrens. He was a backup catcher. 56 games, 123 at-bats. And what? No, that's no way. How did he get a triple, but no home runs? He must be very slow. Wait, no, he must be very bad at hitting. I feel like hitting a triple is harder than hitting a home run, because you have to be fast and have to have a powerful swing. Triples are fairly underrated. Christian Villanueva. Right and throws right. He's 5'11" and 210 pounds. He only played in 12 games, but he got to have 32 at bats, and he hit a pretty nice 344 in limited action. He also hit 4 home runs. Now to the pitchers. I'll just go through all their names. Buddy Bauman, B-A-U. Christian Bethencourt. He is actually a catcher, but for this season, because he has such a good arm, they used him as a pitcher, but he was pretty terrible. He walked 8 batters in 4 games. That's 2 walks a game for my not-so-good math people. Christian Bethencourt. Ryan Buchter. He was a decent pitcher. 3.05 ERA. Trevor Cahill, C-A-H-I-L-L. He played in 11 games. All of them were starts. I think he was acquired from the Kansas City Royals, if I'm not mistaken. Carter Capps, 6.57 ERA. Not so good. Julius Chacin. Now this is an interesting name. J-H-O-U-L-Y-S. Julius. Then Chacin. C-H-A-C-I-N. Chacin. Julius Chacin. Jared Cozart. Jared spelled with 2 R's and an E. Miguel. He was very poor as well, 7.34 ERA. Jake Esch, E-S-C-H. He only played in 1 game, he pitched in 1 game, and he didn't get an out, so his ERA is infinity. 0 runs allowed in 0 innings. That's fascinating. Brad Hand. He was the closer. Well, maybe not. He was 6 games and 1 save. Brandon Maurer, M-A-U-R-E-R, Maurer. That's very difficult to say for me. He had 20 saves, but he was very bad. 5.72 ERA. Corey Mazzoni. He was dreadful. Even horrific, you could say. 13.50 ERA, 12 runs allowed in about 8 innings. Kyle McGrath. McGrath, just like how it sounds. M-C-G-R-A-T-H. He was pretty good, played in 17 games. Tim Melville. I-L-L. Tim Melville. Dylan Overton. He's a left-handed pitcher. He only got one start, and he allowed 4 runs in 5 innings. Luis Perdomo. Here's something interesting. There is actually a former MLB pitcher named Luis Perdomo. They are not related. Such an interesting thing that someone with the last name Perdomo could have someone as the same first name, and they both were pitchers in the MLB. And here's what's even more interesting. The Luis Perdomo, the former pitcher who's not in the MLB anymore, he actually pitched for the San Diego Padres in 2010. Quackenbush, spelled Q-U-A-C-K-E-N-B-U-S-H. He was not very good, 7.86 ERA. Clayton Richard. No, it's not Richards. It's Richards with no S. Richard. He was a good starting pitcher. Jose Ruiz. He only played in 1 game, but he got a strikeout at least, and he didn't allow a run, so an ERA of exactly 0.00. Craig Stammen. Stammen spelled S-T-A-M-M-E-N. Jose Torres. He's turned out to not be a very nice guy. Let's flip the page. Jose Torres turned out to beat up his girlfriend and is now in jail. That's too bad. unfortunate. We'll have to fix that. It was nice talking to you. I hope you're asleep.